Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. There's a new batch of art on the walls at the Red Herring Lounge in Duluth, a group show of local artists Ryan Lemahieu, Chris Monahan, and Esther Piszczek share their work for the next few weeks. Chris's monoprints, Esther's Zentangle-inspired work, and our guest today, Ryan Lemahieu, with his watercolors and pen and ink drawings.
My name is Ryan Lemahieu. My medium, I'd probably say mixed, definitely pen and ink, watercolor, acrylic, whatever I can get my hands on for the most part, but those are my three big ones. I have a work at the Red Herring until January 5th. Once again, it's kind of a mix, mostly watercolor and line drawings. And I guess it's the first group show that the Red Herring has hosted, so it's exciting to have three different people with three different mediums.
So tell me a little bit about your work.
Yeah, my mind is very busy. I feel like I live life in a constant anxiety attack. So it's like whatever's going on in my mind is going on, and then that's kind of I like to kind of consider my work almost a controlled chaos because that's the way I see the world. I think there's so much going on in like every crevice. You can see something. And I love to be able to take that and put it on paper. And it's not, you can't really walk by my work and see, oh, I get it. It's kind of, it almost forces you to stop and stare and experience it.
There's a lot of hidden images or the micro macro.
Yeah, definitely lots of faces, female forms, male forms. I think I'm kind of always had this infatuation with death. You know, it's kind of morbid and, I don't know, cliche maybe is for being an artist, but, that's always in there, too, because I think that's always kind of looming over all of us at any given time.
Tell us a little bit about your background.
Started probably 8, 9, high school. And then I did go to school briefly, took all our classes, and then dropped out. I met this guy, and he's like, oh, to be a great artist, you don't want to expose yourself to anyone else's art. You should just work within. And I was a hippie at the time, and it seemed like a good idea. And now I kind of regret it, but I think it might have taken me longer to develop, but in the long run, hopefully it'll be worth it. I think everything else in life has kind of come and gone, but art has always just been there, and it's almost therapeutic for me. So if I don't do it every day, I'm like, ah!
Is your favorite part having the end product, or is it that daily practice?
I don't know. I feel like it probably is the practice of doing it, because once it's done, and I price myself my work pretty cheap because I don't have a lot of money, and a lot of my audience doesn't have a lot of money. I want it to be accessible. But also I want it to keep going. Like, if I don't want to just have piles of work hanging out, I'm like, I want to get it out as fast as I can because I want to keep doing something new. And it's kind of like holding, I don't know, maybe with that art, it's me doing it in the present. And then if I keep it around, then I'm like stuck in the past. So it's just like, just keep it moving.
Right. Getting it out the door then makes room for more.
Yep. And then it's so cool, too, to even go into a stranger's house and be like, hey, that's one of my pieces. So it's rewarding. It has its times of being very rewarding, actually.
I don't know. What is the response you get from your art?
Mostly positive. Some people, it scares them. I had one lady say, I would love to buy a piece of your work, but I think it would give my kids nightmares. So I'm like, well, maybe I'm not the right artist for your kids. But I appreciate that because I think Stephen Jesse Bernstein said, if something disturbs me, I feel like it is important. So I feel like no matter what medium you're doing, if you're getting a reaction, either positive or negative, as long as you're getting a reaction, then I think you're successful.
The work of Ryan Lemahieu and others is up through January 5th, 2016 at the Red Herring Lounge in Duluth. Open every evening at 208 East 1st Street in downtown Duluth. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Molly Strife, Mariah Schumacher, Ian Ducharme, and Maya Jensen. Music by Willie Murphy. Find Radio Gallery at KUMD.org, on our homepage, and under programs. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.